For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage Show will be Barry Cooper, now retired, who was once perhaps the best narcotics officer in the state of Texas. Barry Cooper recently paid a visit to Tucker Carlson on MSNBC.
Compelling story in the news wires from Texas tonight about a former drug enforcement cop, and a very effective one, who now wants to instruct people on how to avoid arrest for marijuana possession. Barry Cooper is the CEO of NeverGetBusted.com. He is under fire, of course, from his former colleagues in law enforcement. So why in the world would you, as a former drug enforcement officer, want to help people use drugs?
Well, that's not what it's about. Our DVD is about protecting our, I'm using the First Amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech, to protect our ever-eroding and quickly eroding Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, that guarantees American citizens protection against illegal search and seizure. That's the thrust of this DVD.
Okay, but the effect, and I support you in both those efforts, of course, but the net effect of it, one presumes, would be to help people use illegal drugs, and they are, again, illegal, at least right now, and so you are essentially acting directly against what you spent your life up to this point attempting to achieve.
Well, not completely true. My colleagues that joined me with LEAP.cc, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, there's 6,500 members and 600 current law enforcement officers, judges, and politicians. We travel around and we speak why we need to lift prohibition on the illegal drugs. It didn't work for alcohol. It put alcohol into the hands of the Al Capones, who started shooting the police officers, and people started dying. And once we realized our mistake with the prohibition, we lifted the prohibition, put the alcohol in the hands of the government, where it was regulated, and all the killings stopped.
Well, Mr. Cooper, if I could just interrupt you, there's one historical note. I'm not a big fan of the drug war. I often attack it. However, prohibition worked pretty well. Deaths from cirrhosis due to drinking dropped dramatically when booze became illegal. If you want to prevent people from doing something, making it illegal actually works. I mean, there's not a lot of petty larceny in Saudi Arabia because you lose your hand if you do it. I mean,
okay, no, prohibition doesn't work. The first recorded case of prohibition was in Genesis with Adam and Eve, and you only had one cop, which was God, to watch two people. They couldn't eat the fruit, and they ate the fruit. It didn't work with alcohol. Again, people died in that, and once we turned that alcohol over to our government to regulate it, that lifted a lot of unnecessary deaths, and I'm trying to do that for my former colleagues, these law enforcement officers that are dying every day, and it's just not working. We have more people in jail than ever before for narcotics, yet even the DEA will admit we have more narcotics on the street than ever before, so why keep killing each other over it?
Imagine that, a cop going national, exposing the harms of the drug war. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.